90.3 KNBA, subdudes from Street Symphony and Poor Man's Paradise saying, play some Fats Domino. I think we'll do that in just a couple of minutes, too. Fats Domino passed of natural causes at home in New Orleans yesterday. The news just coming down. It was Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip singing about New Orleans. New Orleans is sinking. And new music from Jason Isbell back there as well. It's half past 8. It is Morning Line for the middle of the week. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name's Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chyflook. You know, KNBA loves to keep you in tune with our community, so we've got this Our Community segment, and you can send us an email with your nonprofit service announcements to feedback@knba.org. So this weekend, we mentioned earlier that there's this masquerade ball happening. I've got Peter with Star here to tell us a little bit more about this. So how did this get started?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me here. This is our second annual fundraiser. I think a lot of people in the community remember Star used to do a holiday tea every year. And starting last year, we moved to an evening event, which is a masquerade ball. It's October 28th, so this Saturday at the Anchorage Hilton. And it is our biggest annual fundraiser of the year.
And, you know, I see on the website, staralaska.com, that you can get to various ticket information and whatnot, and I see these sort of awesome steampunk costumes. Is that from last year's event?
Last year we did an Edwardian theme, and then early this year a couple of our board members came up with doing steampunk because we're so close to the Halloween date, and it kind of fits. We've got some steampunk performers from Arctic Fire is going to be performing at the event. And yeah, I've been seeing people's pictures of their costumes as everyone gets prepared for Saturday, and a lot of people are going all out.
Are there still opportunities to get a table and that sort of thing if you wanted to be a sponsor of the event?
We still have a couple tables available and a few seats, but we are up to we have 20 sponsors thus far. Just a lot of support from the community, but there is still a chance to get a table and sponsor the event.
And what does STAR stand for, just so people know? It's a worthy cause to support, and I certainly think it is.
So STAR is Standing Together Against Rape, and we are Anchorage's 24/7 crisis support. We offer services to victims of sexual assault, women, their families. We do prevention and education programs with the schools, focusing on everything from consent to healthy relationships, and just are working 24/7 to reduce violence in the Anchorage community.
So it's a really solid mission and a fun way to support it with the 2017 Masquerade Ball.
Yep. So yeah, this Saturday it's going to be downtown at the Anchorage Hilton, kind of a great little warm-up for Halloween. Coming out, we've got performances from Blaze and Eric. We have unbelievable live and silent auction packages that we're going to be auctioning off at the event. And we'd just love to see all of our community supporters come out to the event.
And how can somebody sign up to get tickets or get involved?
So all week, if you call STAR's office at 276-7279, we can get you a ticket. The other way to get a ticket is to go to staralaska.com, and at the bottom of our homepage, there are links to buy your tickets.
Well, thanks. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Just thank you so much for having us, and we're really looking forward to this Saturday and seeing the many, many supporters we have in the community come out and have a good time.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you, Frank, and a great opportunity to support a fine organization in our community that does some great work standing together against rape or STAR during this Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is 8:33.
Alaska Natives have unique rights and relationships to the land. The laws and outside attitudes about subsistence hunting and fishing in Alaska don't always reflect that reality. Subsistence hunters face a confusing and shifting landscape of federal and state regulations. Join us for the next Native America Calling as we talk about the present and future of subsistence hunting.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, celebrating 40 years at Prudhoe Bay.
You mean... me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame?